We're just a few months away from the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, and some of the athletes who hope to compete in the Games will be in upstate New York next week for team trials. Emily Russell of North Country Public Radio got to see the upgraded ski jumping complex in Lake Placid and has this report.
Lake Placid is a little mountain town in the Adirondacks, but more than 40 years ago, it was an international stage for winter sports like ski jumping.
Towering 70 and 90-meter ski jump ramps rise in place of the old ski jump facilities.
This is footage from the 1980 Winter Games from the AT&T archives. The jumps were brand new back then, but they've aged over the decades. And as winters get warmer, the ramps that skiers go down, called the in-runs, get less reliable.
The in-runs were always the trouble with, you know, the temperatures in the winter going up and down.
That's Billy DeMung. He's the CEO of USA Nordic. He grew up training on these jumps. He knows how temperamental they can be.
150-degree night of rain, you could lose the entire track. You have to re-snow the whole in-run. Now, just cover it with a tarp, kick the refrigeration on. It's not going anywhere.
That refrigeration system is part of a $26 million upgrade to these jumps. New York State's Olympic Regional Development Authority has invested heavily in Lake Placid to boost tourism and bring more sporting events to the area. DeMung says these upgrades allow athletes to train here year-round.
So in the summer, water can run down the track to facilitate summer jumping. And then as soon as the temperatures dip below 60 degrees Fahrenheit, you can kick on a refrigeration system. And with just 5-gallon buckets of slush, you can create a bullet ice track, which allows the athletes to really push the envelope of what's possible in ski jumping.
On this day, there are some of the best ski jumpers in the country here. One after another, they fly down the in-run and float through the air before landing. This is their last training camp before the season kicks off. Paige Jones is on the U.S. ski jumping team. She's trained in Lake Placid before and says she's always liked these jumps. But she says now they're even better.
They fixed the things that were wrong with it. It's a lot smoother. The profile of the hill matches a lot better. And the starts are bigger.
The landing hill has been flattened out. And the starting area where skiers line up to jump, that's been built up so more athletes can line up at the same time. Her teammate, Nina Lucy, says these upgrades are a big deal.
To jump here and to know and to feel that it's a really like world-class venue that I would gladly jump on any day of the week, that is huge for the kids, for the next generation.
Lucy grew up in Lake Placid. She says she hopes the upgraded jumps will inspire more local kids to get into the sport.
It's just sad looking around. I didn't realize I was one of the last on the national team left from here. And I hope in 4-8 years that really changes.
Lucy and the other ski jumpers have their sights set on the upcoming Winter Games in Beijing this February. The Olympics are one of the only times that most Americans are exposed to ski jumping. And who's on that team will be decided in part in Lake Placid. Olympic trials for ski jumping and Nordic combined, which is jumping and Nordic skiing, will be held here on December 24th and 25th. Billy DeMung from USA Nordic says it's been 2 decades since they've hosted international competitions in the U.S.
We haven't had a World Cup for ski jumping or Nordic combined in the United States since basically Salt Lake. I think this is the right organization and the right area to bring that back to North America.
For a village whose legacy is tied to the Winter Olympics, DeMung thinks Lake Placid has a role to play in the future of winter sports as well. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Russell.